Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. We were just listening to Brian Mackey, who's standing by to join us to talk about his new album, Good Morning Ireland. And that song was Dust on the Wall. I want to tell you a little bit about Brian before I bring him on. He is from New Jersey. He's a singer-songwriter. Again, his new album is called Good Morning Ireland. And if you want a lot of details, you can head on over to my show blog, which is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. So Brian is a New Jersey singer-songwriter. He is going to talk about his new album, and it encompasses all of the emotions after the tragic loss of his son to an overdose, and the extraordinary renewal with the birth of his daughter. So he is standing by right now to talk to us. And again, we just heard a new single, Dust on the Wall. And I have a link to all of his music and his bio. Everything's on the show blog. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hi. Thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Congratulations on the album. I feel like we just chatted briefly, but you know, when you put yourself out there, it's like you're putting all your emotions out in the world in these lyrics, you know, in this music. How does this feel that it's finally out in the world?
It feels like a release of energy that I've been holding on to for a while. Mm-hmm. There were certain circumstances that got me here, and I was holding on to all the thoughts and the feelings, and to finally have them out in the world is a release of sorts.
And so you lost your son, let's see, 2018, right?
Correct, yes.
And at what point did you start writing?
Well, it was an interesting dilemma I was faced with. In 2018, I was scheduled to go on a European tour right around the time of his death, which I couldn't cancel. I went on tour directly after he was, after he passed. And I was writing ever since, you know, in memory to him, but I was also singing a lot of other stuff and performing songs that, just going through the motions it felt like at the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been writing constantly, and there's been a lot of things around him and his memory, and it's been a process for sure.
Sure.
To get in. Yeah.
Have you always been a writer since you were younger?
Yeah. It started out when I was around maybe 5 or 6, you know, just making up lyrics to different songs and just trying to make them my own. And, none of them were any good. They were just... You know, just the 5-6-year-old boy just trying to emulate people at the time and you know, trying to be Freddie Mercury or trying to be, Bruce Springsteen or, you know, just trying to emulate people that you looked up to and thought that is something that you were made to do. You know?
Mm-hmm. I was reading your bio that your grandmother played piano. Do you think some of your interest in music stems from your roots?
Absolutely. Yeah, my grandmother was a strong influence in my life. My mother had some severe depression issues when I was a child, and she was institutionalized. So my grandmother would come over and take care of us.
Wow.
And she would play piano for me, and she would smoke a cigarette and sit at the piano, and when she turned her back to the other side, I would take a drag of her cigarette and blow out the smoke. She'd look over at me and smile. She was just a wonderful woman.
Wow. Tell me you weren't 5, though, please.
I was around 8 years old.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, she was amazing. She was just so, she would just pick up the ashtray, move it to the other side of the piano, and smile. That's all she did.
So funny. So funny. I love it. Did she teach you any piano?
She did. Most of it I learned through osmosis, just by being around her and watching, but she would show me some basic chords and where middle C was and all that, and, Yeah, she had a great sense of rhythm. Her family was originally from Manchester, England.
Oh, wow.
She had a great, easy manner, and she was easy to watch and easy to talk to. Yeah, so I definitely learned from her.
What a blessing to have her in your life, especially what was going on with your mom. And yeah, that's beautiful.
Absolutely.
And then at what point did you become professional?
It didn't really, it took a long time to hone my skills. I switched over from piano to guitar because it was just easier to get gigs playing guitar solo, and you know, because you don't have to carry a piano around. A lot of nightclubs and bars wouldn't have piano, so I played guitar and formed a band and just would do songs and bars for like 3 hours a night and just kept playing. So I wouldn't say professional until about 2015.
Okay. Oh, so a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you cannot imagine a life without music, because it sounds like, especially now, it has really helped through some really, really dark times.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been to counseling. I'm currently in counseling. The one thing that's been a constant in my life has been music. It's been my salvation. It's also been something that forced me to make decisions based on the preservation of creating music and being in a situation where I always want to be around it. So it's made me uncomfortable and comfortable at the same time, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. And at what point did you decide you were going to write your own songs and compose your own music?
Well, it was fairly early on, you know, in the beginning, you know, I would go to open mic nights and just sing my own music, and they would ask me, hey, who wrote that? And I would be like, you know, I did. And they would be like, wow, I like that one. And, you know, and sometimes I throw in just another cover song like Oasis or something, or maybe the Eagles or something that somebody else that's hanging out in the bar wants to hear, you know. And, you know, but I would always come back to doing that. So fairly early on, I was drawn to just, you know, speak in my own voice and tell my story.
Yeah. Was it during the pandemic that you really were processing the loss of your son more and writing more?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because that's when things really got thick for me and thought, because, you know, there was a lot of time, and I think a lot of people were faced with that isolation and that uncertainty. So that time was very pivotal, and I wrote a lot during that time. And when things get quiet, things get loud.
Okay.
You know, in my mind, it's like a constant, if things are really busy, then I seem like I go through the motions and go with it, and I have something to distract me, but that quietness really brought a lot of things to the surface.
Definitely. For a lot of people, Brian, for a lot, because the pandemic was a time of a lot of introspection, because you're basically sitting in a lot of your past or your present. We were kind of forced to really think about where we are, how we feel about life, how we feel about ourselves, the people under our roof, our trauma.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm hearing more and more guests share stories like this. And if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with New Jersey singer-songwriter Brian Mackey, talking about his new album, Good Morning Ireland. Could you share a couple things? First of all, how did you decide to name it that?
Okay, so my son, we originally come from Irish ancestry, and one of the things that he wanted to do was visit Ireland, and there was never a right time. There was never the money or the opportunity, you know, for me to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But after he passed away, one of my first tour stops was in Dublin, and I brought his ashes with me on the plane. And, you know, before my first show, I drove around weary from the flight. driving on the wrong side of the street with a stick, not an automatic. Just totally out of my comfort zone. 4 o'clock in the morning on the Irish countryside looking for a peaceful place, and I stumbled across a place called Glendora, which is the Derry Barn Bridge, which is a really famous holy place in Ireland. I had no idea. Wow. I just came upon it, and that's where I rested his ashes in the waters in Glendora.
Oh, I have chills.
It was a surreal moment of my life where it felt like I was just being totally driven by something that I couldn't understand. Mm-hmm. I didn't put thought into it.
Yeah.
It was like remote control. It was almost like he was guiding me to a place where he wanted to rest.
Definitely. Yeah. No, I have the same views on that. You know, you're just being led.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful. How old is your daughter now?
She's going to be 2 August 29th, and she is amazingly similar in her mannerisms as my son. It's like he was reincarnated in her in some ways. She has this old world knowledge.
Wow.
Like, she'll look at things and smile at them like she's seen them before.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's spooky. It's good to see, but at times I'm not quite sure if it's him. But there's things about her that are very
familiar,
super similar. Yeah,
yeah. So I shared with you before we got on how my show is inspired by the loss of my friend Shannon, who passed away at the end of 2010, and.
Yeah.
I took a year off from KUCI, I came back, decided to start this show. I was a DJ originally here. And let's talk about grief, if you don't mind. We don't have to get too deep.
Oh, yeah.
But for people listening, I mean, we all go through loss, some heavier than others. And it's, we were chatting about how, you know, no one can tell you, okay, time to move on, back to normal, right? It's very personal, and I feel that I have a dear friend of mine who lost her son several years ago, and just horrific. And you move through your own pace. Sometimes you feel like you're okay, and other times you're not, and you just have to, you know, embrace those feelings and not ignore it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just start by saying I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I know it must have been really profound in your heart to start this. And I really thank you for having me on today, because I think this is an important topic and this is an important cause. I think there's no one-size-fits-all approach to grieving.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own pace. Everybody has their own value behind grief, I've learned. I went to support groups. I've been in counseling, like I said. Some of the best therapy that I've had has been time. And I know that it's probably cliche that it heals all wounds. I wouldn't say it heals them, but I would say it dulls some of the pain over time. And I think we're constantly reminded by certain things that could bring us full circle to that feeling of loss again.
Right.
What I can say from my own experience, and just speaking for myself, that if you value the life of the one that you lost, the best thing that you can do is value the life that you're living right now. You know, try to have the best day that you can. Try to be as positive as you can. Try to help people when they look lost. You know, there's all these things that you can do to build a shrine to their memory by your actions.
Yeah.
I think it's really just the most powerful memorial that we can give them. They're never going to have them back, but you will have glimpses.
Definitely. Especially if that person was someone who was always so giving and kind and was always helping. And, you know, you can take on some of those qualities and pay it forward and be that person in the world.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, that saying, only the good die young. And it's usually the people that bring us the most out of this world that end up leaving us soon or sooner than we'd like. And to give them that voice when they can no longer speak, but it speaks from our heart to the world. I mean, it's just really super powerful. And it could just, it's almost like they become an immortal at that point, you know?
Yes. No, I agree. Because when you're going through the hardest time, and I've lost several people, even just one last week, a dear, close family friend we lost to cancer.
And oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And but when you think about these people, you know, we feel gypped. Like, oh, come on. Really?
Yeah.
Way too soon. Why? The only thing I can say is just connect with the people that were in that person's sphere, right? And spend time and talk about them and think about how you can continue their legacy of whether it's kindness, whether it's purpose, whatever it is, because their stories will continue on in the goodness that you give to the world, right? So whether it's charity work or whether it's rolling up your sleeves and going helping people that are less fortunate or whatever it is, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's great advice. And the feeling gypped part is a big one. That's a huge one, because it's like something that, you know, like as humans and as compassionate beings, you know, at least most of us, you know, we aspire to be that, and we aim to be as compassionate as we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we feel like this profound loss of something that brought us comfort, something that we looked forward to every day, something that made us smile, something that made us laugh, when part of that is gone,
mm-hmm.
and then you're left with this void.
This hole, yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to not feel gypped when all those things are gone. But like you said, if you can offer some act of kindness in their memory and help out, and those less fortunate, it's a big one for me.
Yeah. Or just someone who feels lost because the pandemic really threw a wrench in people's lives, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, Brian, I could really see, and maybe you're already doing this, but with this album and how powerful, and you put all of your emotions into this, I could see you leading workshops on songwriting. Maybe you're already doing that.
Not as of yet, but I did speak to, I was on another broadcast a couple weeks ago, and somebody had mentioned that, and man, I would love to get involved with that at some point. I think songwriting is a powerful way to release energy and to bring positivity out into the world.
Now, do you have to be someone who writes poetry? I mean, what would someone need to bring to the table?
Oh, I think anybody can write a song. I think lyrics, because, you know, people need lyrics and they need music, right? So if you're writing the poetry, writing half of that, you know? So,
sure.
Like, I think anybody can bring and have value if they're writing poetry or verse or just something that makes sense to them and speaks from the heart and to other people's hearts, I think is powerful.
Definitely.
So anybody can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you touring? Like, what's happening with the album right now?
So right now we are in promotion period, and we're gathering dates, and we're going to have some tour scheduling and routing soon up on the website, brianmackeymusic.com.
Okay.
So we're doing all that right now, but we're kind of, I'm going back into the studio in August to record a new album.
Great.
And so I've been kind of like busy preparing for that. And so hopefully we'll be out on the road soon. So there's some Europe dates and some U.S. dates as well.
That's really exciting.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to getting out there, honestly.
When was this album finished? Because now you're on to your next one.
Oh, yeah. So this album was completed in March of this year and released in June. Of this year, so last month. I've been working on this particular release, which got shut down during the pandemic, since 2020.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's, it really lit a fire under me to keep going, you know?
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
I would like to share this. Number one, I would like to thank you so much for having this program and inviting me on. I think that's just really, that's huge for me because I believe in the cause of helping people when I can, if I have something to offer. I think the best thing that we can do is, in honor of the people that we lost, live the absolute best life that we can in their memory. And it's just, it'll make things easier in a way. Mm-hmm. You'll feel good about yourself in doing it. Won't totally take away the void, but it'll fill your heart with something that's missing.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much. So,
thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I just want to mention to listeners that I put your website, your Instagram, your YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Spotify on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. So I'm going to leave the listeners with one of your songs from the album. Anyone in particular you'd like me to play?
I think Dust on the Wall would be a good one.
Okay.
Did you play?
I played that at the top of the hour, yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah. I got another one. Yeah. How about, let's see, Till You're Empty.
Till You're Empty. Okay, cool. I'll do it.
Thank you so much for your support, and I look forward to talking again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That was Brian Mackey talking about his new album, Good Morning, Ireland. If you missed any part of my conversation, it'll be up on the show blog after, I would say, around 10:30 or so. Again, the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. I'm going to leave you with one more song, and then I have another guest calling in. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. If you want to find out more about our eclectic mix of shows, public affairs and music shows, you can head on over to KUCI.org and you can follow us on our socials at KUCI FM.